Good evening, everybody. It's after Log of Sukkah, Baruch Hashem. I apologize a little bit for the moving of the time, but Yeshiva has to, we're going away next 2 days, so we're doing it tonight. Okay, we're holding here in Perek Tes in the Maimar Ikrim Ramchal, and this is the Inyan Hanisin. So it's very, very interesting, A, that the Ramchal gives it a separate Perek. We would have put Nisim on the somewhere underneath the Hashkoch and Anhoga. I don't know if I would have, you know, made a separate, but he does. Hine, kol anivroim kulam lo niyu el nei shekach gazer tzayni svara. So let's talk a little bit about this nekuda of Nisim and why is it such an important topic. What were the issues? The issues were as follows. There were quite a few Mefarshim, the Ralbag is most famous, that very, very much tried to explain all the Nisim al Piderach HaTeva. Now, the question is, A, why was there such a need to do that? I understand that if somebody's not Bikaris and he doesn't believe in anything unnatural, supernatural, and yet he believes the historical version of the Torah, so he says, well, really it happened, there was like an eclipse that Chayes Moshe knew about, and he said it's Chayshech. So that I understand, at least the Lishitosai, the Mahalach, why would the Ralbag go to great lengths to do that? So there really are two, what's the right word for it? There were two issues that these Mefarshim struggled with. One was, both of them philosophic issues. One of it was, are there things that can't be done in the world? In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make certain nisim. Can HaKadosh Baruch Hu make that something that 2 + 2 = 5, whatever that would mean? That actually was asked to Rashba. There's no, we don't have a record of his truth, but it's, we have a record of the Shaila being asked. So there was a certain sense that there are impossibilities. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make a lot of things happen, but that something should defy gravity are extremely essential impossibilities in the Bria. That was one reason why there was a sort of a reticence to believe in Nisim Kipshutai. A second was that you come to a philosophical conundrum. Iboilahu. Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a perfect world or not? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to change the game at some point, then it's not a perfect world. Imagine I make a plan, a perfect plan for a house, and in the middle, I realize that I would do better by altering something. So that means that I did not have a perfect plan when I started with. And you can't say that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was a philosophical argument. Another version of it is that Ilu, that this change in Hanhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is immutable, and so on. Those, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Teva, then so on. Those are all lines of argument. So there's two basic lines of argument that sort of push people to go away from Nisim. One is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all-powerful, but all-powerful doesn't make gravity repulse something. Gravity attracts, that's what gravity is, and anytime you find something fakert, you have to give it some sort of hezbal piderach apshat. That was one. The second argument was mitzad, the perfection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a change of mahalchim requires less than perfect. So he says, he starts off, Hine kol nevroim kulam lo niyu el mipnei shekach gozer tzayni svarach. Everything that exists exists only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu willed it. V'chein kol ha'chukim v'agvulim shalehem l'hochibim el d'chekach gozuch ha'mosis baruch ha'yosin noz behem. And all the chaykim and all the gvulim are there because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it. So, v'omnum, k'moy shechok ha'chukim elu b'tzoyne, kach yochol levatom l'shanoysam k'tzoyne v'chol eisan sheyetze. The fact that gravity attracts, the fact that electromagnetic forces repulse like and attract the opposite, those are not be'etzem. They are creations, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's the boire of gravity, then it can be boire anti-gravity. And there's no difference whatsoever between the two, because it's we think are metzias amitias, the basic laws that light can only travel at a certain speed and so on, you can't travel quicker at a certain speed and chulu. Those are all things that Kodesh Baruch Hu put into the Bria, and b'meila b'ratzonei. He does what he wants. Just like he made gravity attract, he can make gravity repulse. What's the difference? So that's a very strong nekuda of emuna and understanding that it can happen because of that. So if he made those chukim, same thing on Marshall. Let's take an example of something that really defies laws of nature. When Yeshua said, Shemesh be given doim, that the sun should stand still and give light, for the sun to come to a standstill in any place in the Bria means that the whole Bria is out of whack. I mean, the amount of laws, Marshall, Kriyas Yamsum, okay, let's say we could do the same thing. Engineers take they can take a dam, they've stopped the water in Niagara Falls. So yes, it takes a lot of machinery, it's not as good, fine. But it's not, doesn't break a law of nature. The sun coming to a standstill, there's so many things in the Bria that have to, that would become wacky if that would happen. The answer is yes. But all of nature are laws that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in the Bria, so b'tzayne. What's the problem? What's the kasha? Now he says, v'omnam ha'inyonim she'echadish v'parashon ba'ilam sh'loi v'derech ha'choyik she'chokak v'tevo nikonetz. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two types of phenomena in the Bria, teva phenomena and nes phenomena. Now, V'hine ala roiv ad baruch hu roi tzil kam tevuk koisa ki kiv shebacha bai vaso kumay shuhu vaday sheyoda heyoyse amufcha shebefonim omnam afo bikin layechta meshanus izvan sheyirtsa let oim le yom esle. So the definition of teva is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be the default setting of the Bria. The Chaznish writes in the letter that Teva is the most consistent Hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Teva is the Hanhaga that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted should be the consistent Hanhaga of the Bria. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. And that's why if a person tries to make a nace, if a person tries to, like the Gemara in Tiny Springs where people through either tefillah or whatever, were mishana, they made a nace, there were repercussions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not like it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it. It's called a tirch HaKadoshmai, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to do it that way. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made teva to be the default setting, but he allowed himself to use nisim as per need. One reason to make a nes is to be moedia that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mani the Bria. And it's possible that he does it because that's the right thing to do at a certain time. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Kal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. And people will recognize it just from the context of what the Nes and how and so on. So Ramchal says a Nes can be for either both of the, it can be in a version where it's very clear what the Nes, why the Nes is coming and what its purpose and so on. And a Nes can come without us understanding that. There could be some sort of hester in understanding the Nes, which is interesting because the word Nes, we've said many times before, comes to the word Nes des Moses. It's a message, with Rambam in Ranavuchim, it's a message for people. B'choloifin, it can come the hester, where we just see it's unnatural, but we have no idea where, what context, and so on. Next page. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a nes through tzaddikim. Laharois hachiba shumachavaisam, to show the chiba, bekoyach shemoisam yasholtim al abriya, by giving them over the koyach to show them abriya. So this is a whole new play, a whole new area that we haven't touched before. It says by Avraham Avinu, Veye Bracha. So it says, until now, I gave out all the brachas. Now, I want you to give out all the brachas. The Ramchal says that the reason is lehara is hachibah shemichavoysim, to show everybody the chibah that loves us. So this is ki'ilu a Pesach for Rebbes and things like that. And in Echnami, this is a Pesach that anyone that for tzaddikim, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it over to them to be able to do these things like Derech HaTeva. Let's take a look. Let's try to understand a little bit this Mahalach. It's a mistake to think of it that it's a prize that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives to the people that he likes. Anybody that he likes, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him the ability to X, Y, Z, Mifsim. I guess if you read today's the papers these days with all the stucker things and all the Mifsim that are promised and so on, you get the feeling that maybe it is that way. But let's understand a little bit what is this giving over and so on. So he says, Leharois hachibush mechavi vaysa. Let's give a parallel Gemara like that. It says when we take out the lechem upon him, it says re'u chibaschem lifnei amakom. Look at the chiba Kadosh Baruch Hu has for you. That normally bread becomes stale right away. This is fresh. You couldn't tell the difference between new bread and old bread. So clear that the re'u chibaschem lifnei amakom is a public demonstration. It's something that needs to be displayed. Let's make it let's give it something comparable. Ahava is a tremendous midah, and when a person is oyhev Hashem, that's the main thing. Rachman Oliva Boy. When you have a mashal of, let's say, chasen being oyev a kala and so on, vice versa. So those avos, let's take the chasen kala, but that's obvious one. There is a constant display of matanis and things of that nature that sort of project out the ava. What's the pshat? Ava is something that Ram says is miderech ha'oyev, that he wants other people also to like this person. B'derech ha'ava nechiba is, if I feel mechuber mekusha to somebody, to be meroimim him is as remus of myself. When I say, you know, ooh, look at, you know, my son, look at my grandson, look at my Talmud, and so on. So basically, in a certain sense, I'm expanding myself and showing the chiba, projecting, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu projects special chiba to us. That's something that is of Av. The Rambam says it is the derech of a ohev that he wants other people to love the person he loves also. It's why when people get caught up on a cause, they want everybody to believe in the cause. Now, sometimes it's kind of practical. L'mashal, I'm trying to build a shul. I need people to give money. So I'm obviously going to try to nashpi on a whole bunch of people to build a shul. But here we're talking about something which is a chiba of showing that the person who is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different. There's something flowing through him, and he has a koyach. His chiba to HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows him to channel the hashpa to certain places. That channeling of the hashpa, it sets a certain image in my mind that this person is a pipe connected. If he wouldn't be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they could not flow through him Hashpa outside. There couldn't be anything like that. So Ramchal has mentioned this is, I don't know, the musig of a nes al yidei somebody. Is a special inyan of this to show that the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umichal zeho inyan. Shehine rotzen Baruch Hu likor b'shem ha'shoinim kifi sisri ha'shpoz sh'ashpil oylam van haga shemani. Ve'omnam rotza v'chokak b'koychoi sh'b'koyach ha'shmoy zakdoishim v'yizochram yischachu gamke neflois rabbis v'oylam v'ulam chilek v'sira dvarm chokm neflois with some school of Hashem Hashem, which was like Moshe. Now he says there's a new Nikuda. Let's talk about this. The Ramchal is saying an awful lot in two sentences, three sentences. The vast majority of Kabbalah deals with the following topic. Which bechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which midah, which anhaga, is being mashpia to which anhaga at what particular time? And what particular framework? That's the core of it. A lot of tedious details, but the overall picture is to understand that question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted also to be recognized from different aspects as his hanhagas change. It says in Zohar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu the lashon is it's like, you know, when you change your dress for each mishmer, morning and night and so on, there's always different hashpahs coming down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that actually is, so to speak, the nature of time. Of different mahalchim. So he says, "Umichlal zeshin rotzan baruch koshim asoinim." HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be recognized with all these different shemos, and this is like the Kisvei Arizal. I would say, in a certain sense, this is the biggest topic there. It explains in each time and kufa and context which hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is at work. Now, v'omnom rotze v'chokach shebekoyach shmoysa v'kdoishim v'yizochem yischat shegam yifos habas b'aylam. He wanted also that by mentioning these names, that it's a skula to bring out something in this world. So Rishonim say, and Chosim also Peshitta said, that this is only if you know and understand what you're talking about. People who mutter all sorts of shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just as a skula muttering, that's, I would, I don't want to use such sharp language, but it's probably akin to Hare Krishna. You know, there's no shaykhus to emes and toiv and so on. It means dafka when you understand and they hear what you're talking about. And the reason is because whatever you don't recognize of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't really interact with, and there's a lack of hashpah to you. The tenai for getting hashpah is to recognize, understand that there's such and such an HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're gestalt to. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted each opportunity and each event to bring out a different chelak, a different hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we have these different retimtzes. So he says, by even mentioning it, since each name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming from a different, angle, but it's coming with a different kayak, so to speak. So therefore, each one allows me to use, by mentioning that kayak, I can bring out a certain hashpah. It says in the Tzemach Tzedek, in Derech Tzesecha, I think it's in Halal, he speaks about the inyan of b'mashaveach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, and its crassest form of understanding, it's repulsive. I mean, when I tell you, so-and-so doesn't want to do me a favor, but I know if I keep standing and telling him how great and fantastic and wonderful he is, he'll do me a favor. That's degrading. I mean, you know, that's what's the pshat in that? So why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need us to know? The answer is, why does he need us to talk about different things? The answer is the opposite. I will not be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas adin if all I see from him is chesed, and vice versa. Each and every anhaga is giving out some sort of gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is each mochama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is zaken v'yeshev yeshiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is many anhagas. And therefore, each shem gives over some of that. V'omnam rotze v'koyach, so you can make nisim and so on. This world. So again, the Rishonim say it's a dafka if you understand what you're talking about. A mindless repetition of words is nothing. It's just, you know, if the person is shy to it and understands what he's saying, then he can be poil a lot. So understanding what you're saying is very, very important in this. Anything that's standard, by the way, you don't have to, but this is something you have to. So Shmuel has different names, but he's megala those names by different anhagas, different periods. So each and every shame has a different school in a certain way. Obviously, just by repeating it mindlessly doesn't get you anywhere. So it's bound up with those shemes. I want to show something about how the Ramchal bavarins certain things. I'm going to go back to what it says. Let me use a mashal. Imagine I have an emergency task force. So the emergency task force is geared to meet all sorts of newfangled dangers, things that come up suddenly that we don't know anything about. In other words, there are sometimes people, entities that are memuna on things that are not regular. So over here, by having a name of the things that we have that are irregular, and we have We have a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through those things that are irregular as well. And therefore, it's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give a name to each one of these to show me these are not hanhagas that are just kind of randomly new hanhagas. These are hanhagas that are shayach to part of something HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. It's not the usual hanhaga, but just like when you say, like the National Guard came down and there was an emergency, and they, you know, they had to come up with something new. No, they're geared for emergencies. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga and Seamus include the Seamus of those hanhagas that are not the have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in the world of Nisim, it's an hug of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the pshat in Chazal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Tnai Histam Isebracious. So some people have learned it in quite silly that's Keilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu had worked out there was a clock and knew there would be Yam Sapir, there's a stair, that the other thing, and boom, it happened. But silly. What it means is that Tnai Histam is HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed himself to do his gala in Teva as well, and Bimela the herring, how the Teva works, is going to each one represents another Hagar Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Bimela has a key to it. That's the key point that he's making over here. So let's just briefly chaz over. He's dealing with Nisim. And he's trying to explain to us both points that we spoke about. First of all, that it not be Seiser Teva Pashit. It's very interesting, by the way, as a parenthetic remark, I said over here that the point that they asked the Rashban is, can HaKadosh Baruch Hu make like 2 plus 2 equals 5? Along those lines, that was the... And so the Rashban, we don't have his answer, you know, we don't have it up printed. There was a the Radzina Rebbe in his Akdama to the not the Beis Yaakov, maybe the Akdama to Beis Yaakov. I don't know. He wrote it as a long Akdama. He takes issue with Shalbag, and he says a brilliant chat. If I tell you that Kadosh Baruch Hu can make 2 plus 2 equals 5, we're not talking that he writes on a piece of paper 2 plus 2 equals 5. That's silly. I mean, that didn't make 2 to 5. It means that we take two apples, another two apples, and we get 5 apples or something of that nature. So he said, I have a case like that. By the Arid Enim and Aminyan, one of the definitions of 6 being bigger than 5 is that 5 will fit into 6. As long as it's an amorphous shape, obviously. 5 will fit into 6. That's the law. When it says that the urn was not min aminyan, that means 10 fitted into 10. How can 10 fit into 10? The answer is that one of the 10s is bigger than the other 10s. And that's a very, very... It's something which... So he says... So you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make 10 be bigger than 10, which basically is talking about taking a solid physical phenomena and giving it different, he's taking physical phenomena that we take for granted as being a Metzias and playing around with it. That 10 should fit into 10. It's an impossibility by us. In a certain way, it's much bigger than Kriyas Yamsuf, because Kriyas Yamsuf is just very strong. Something which be'etzem is afkar, what we think is teva, that's where there's a finish. Okay, so we finished Tes, Simetz Hashem, next week, or whatever it is, next time, we'll start with Yud. That'll be the last perek of Hashem, and we'll make a quote, Siyam, Amayim HaHeikrim. Okay. The night called to fight.